Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome back. You're listening to Spinning Jazz, and unusually for this morning, that's actually a stereo pressing from 1960 on the Epic record label. It's Charlie Rouse on tenor saxophone. Billy Gardner was playing the piano. He's better known as an organist. He played the organ on some of those George Braith Blue Note records from the early to mid-60s. Peck Morrison was on bass, and Dave Bailey was at the drums. That was a tune called Billy's Blues. The album is Yeah. And before 10 o'clock, the last tune we played was a classic, of course, from 1955 on Blue Note Records. It was from the album Afro-Cuban, and it was Kenny Durham's Aphrodisia. And on that particular tune, we heard Kenny Durham on the trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Carlos Potato Valdez on the congas, and unmistakably on the drums, it was Art Blakey. We're moving back to a mono press next, 1962 Argo Records, and the fabulous composer and tenor saxophone player Benny Golson and his album Free. This is one of his tunes, Just By Myself, and on this one it is Golson's tenor, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Arthur Taylor at the drums, recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, although it did come out on the Chicago Argo label. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live. I'm
Thank you.
Well, so far this morning here on Spinning Jazz, we've had a stereo, a mono, and that was a quadraphonic pressing on the Columbia record label from 1974. I picked it up from Rook Records in London. The fantastic Herbie Hancock, his album Thrust, and that was his classic composition Butterfly, and it was Herbie Hancock on all the keyboards, Mike Clark on drums, Bill Summers on percussion, Paul Jackson on electric bass, and Benny Maupin on saxophones, saxello, bass, clarinet and alto flute. And I'm playing that one for Stu in Widnes and Dave in Liverpool. I know they're big Herbie fans. Good morning as well this Sunday to Brett Franklin and Claire Calvis. This Friday, the 3rd of July at the Three Tons in Sheffield, 1 till 8, it is Into Something. Highly recommended if you like your soul, rare groove, jazz, Latin, all on vinyl. A nice way to spend a Friday afternoon and early evening down at the Three Tons, just behind the cathedral in Sheffield. And hello as well this morning to Jazz Allen and Nathan Dodsworth. Hope you guys are well and all your families as well. We are going to move on with something I picked up just very recently in the last day or so from the fantastic Umbrella Vinyl in Edinburgh. Hello to Josh, Laura and Nick. They run a fantastic shop up there. Really worthwhile visiting if you're ever up there, but they also do excellent mail order as well. It arrives very, very quickly in the post. This is on one of my favourite labels, Three by Mice out of Japan, and it's yet another 70s jazz masterpiece. And this time it's from Masaru Imada. It's the album's called Poppy. It's one side is solo piano, the other side is trio. I'm going to play a piece from the trio side. The trio side consists of Imada on the piano, Isao Fukui on bass, and Masahiko Ozu on the drums. This copy I picked up from Umbrella has actually been signed by drummer Masahiko Ozu, and this is a tune called Seaweeds. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Japanese Philips label from 1970. That is Kosuke Mine from his album First. Kosuke Mine on the alto saxophone, Masabumi Kikuchi on electric piano, Larry Ridley was on bass, and Lenny McBrown on the drums. That was a Larry Ridley tune called McPhee. And it's a very good morning to Jane Brannigan in the Midlands. Hello also to Keith Freeburn in North Wales and Shane O'Neill in Ireland. Also to Jake Snell down in London and John McCormack in Manchester. Hope you are all well and your families too. And we are going to move back to the session that I played a track from earlier. It's a number of sessions, actually. It's an album on Sam Records of the great saxophonist Nathan Davis, some size he recorded in Paris in the mid-60s. This is The Thing.
Thank you.
thanks a lot for listening this week. This is Pete Evans signing off, wishing you well. I'll be back next Sunday at 9 with another Spinning Jazz. In the meantime, take care, good luck, good health, peace. Thank you.